unfortunately, it's a blow. Would have been 63 much needed homes, part of the PPP Bundle 3 housing project. But unfortunately, the government seems to cite the cost reasons for this not to go ahead, especially when at a time when there's massive homelessness, the rent of or the inflation with rent is astronomical. It's causing people massive problems. And the housingness are growing, and nationally it's grown, but here in Sligo, we can't afford the loss of these homes.
And is it quite a simple situation for you? Because we understand that planning has already been approved for these buildings. So is it just about kind of trying to find other avenues at this point and to not lose these 63 homes, as you've pointed out, when we're in such a very important moment in the housing crisis as well?
Yeah, there is planning permission. We're hopeful that the council can get these going ahead maybe at the end of 2026. Because the delay in of construction, it creates more overcrowding problems and it forces residents into unstable housing trends. You know, and these are the issues that are facing the ordinary person. You can see we have massive issues here with rent or with the lack of housing options available, and the same landlords now weren't really taking half. So it's putting a bigger strain on council services. So the more social and affordable houses we can get, remember Sligo didn't get any affordable housing schemes. This would have been part of one of them, I believe. So if we can get this up and running, it would be great for the county. Now there are plans for up to 350 social houses in the next year and a half in Sligo. So it's something that we will be looking forward to, but it's something that needs to be done sooner rather than later.